Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor at Computer Weekly. And today I have with me Grant Cayley, who is UK and Ireland Solutions Director for NetApp. Hi there, Grant.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure, Grant. The subject today is storage and sustainability. So we'll get kicked off with the first question, which is, Grant, what do you think is driving the need for sustainable storage?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting. I suppose at the high level, it's really about people, profit or planet, you know, because sustainability, you know, customers are demanding themselves mostly have a green agenda and are trying to deliver for that. And obviously the planet needs to have more sustainability in general. But why storage in particular? There were a couple of surveys which were done. Seagate did one where they analyzed data that was stored across various storage devices. And they saw that 68% of that data actually isn't used at all once it's created. So we're actually storing a whole load of data that we don't have to. And the consequence of that from a storage perspective is that we're generating power, cooling requirements, and ultimately we're also paying for that storage as well. So there's a lot of focus on how do we, if we are going to store the data, how do we make that more sustainable through the storage platforms that we deploy for that?
Thanks, Grant. That leads on to the next question, which is how are storage array makers, such as yourselves, making storage more energy efficient?
Yeah, so there's various things. I mean, in terms of when you look at a storage array, it's not just about the hardware. It's about the hardware that obviously, you know, provides for the data storage, but it's also about the software that sits around that. And then it's about what you do with the data that you put on there. So at the kind of the base level, if you like, from a hardware perspective, storage arrays nowadays, certainly, you know, we ship titanium power supplies with our storage. So you're getting the most efficient kind of, you know, power supply units for hosting that storage. And that's really just about being, you know, delivering the best hardware, the most sustainable hardware that you can. But at the end of the day, you still have to store the data. And the next kind of wave, which we've seen obviously, is around about the use of things like capacity flash. That type of technology makes a massive difference in terms of the sustainability of the storage array, because you can get much, much better density, often, you know, kind of 10 to 1 density compared to spinning disk arrays, for example. And that density means that you're able to store more data, but consequently, you have less power requirements, less cooling requirements. And also, at the end of the day, you take up less floor space as well. So the whole kind of environment that you can deliver from a storage array perspective can make it much more efficient from a hardware perspective. But then when you look at things like the software that you that the storage arrays provide to manage that data, the first kind of thing which they can deliver to help storage efficiencies are around about delivering storage efficiencies. So it's not unusual nowadays to see an average of 4 to 5 to 1 efficiencies in terms of the amount of physical tint to the data that you're storing. Those efficiencies obviously drive less power and cooling because of, you know, the fact you need less tin to host the data. But then when you actually do host the data, there are other options you can bring in from the storage array perspective to make that even more efficient. So for example, if you look at where the data is hosted, maybe the cloud is a greener option at the end of the day because of their better PUE data center ratings. Well, if you can leverage data tiering to tier from the storage array and leverage the cloud as part of the kind of overall data you know, mesh, if you like, or strategy, then you can leverage the greener cloud capabilities to store your data. And then I think the final piece is actually if the storage array itself can bring data optimization technology, so not just storing the data more efficiently, but actually analyzing what the data is, and then giving the customer kind of guidance on how they could reduce the amount of data they're storing. So for example, duplicate data, stale data, data that's not been accessed for a while. If your storage array can actually give you that kind of insight, you can actually start to delete data, which is something that we've never done before, and achieve optimizations that way as well. Ultimately, all driving better energy efficiency.
Thanks, Grant. You have alluded to some of the things I'll ask about in the next question, which is what benefits to IT, to the business, do more energy efficient storage arrays bring?
Well, I think actually the biggest one to the business is probably cost, you know, because if you're more efficient in how you store data, you need less infrastructure to do that. So that reduces the cost that the business has to pay. And obviously IT has to fund from that. The consequence of that cost and how you look at it is that A, you're potentially paying for less hardware to host the same amount of data, but you're also significantly reducing your energy bills. And obviously, as we saw, you know, during the last energy crisis, that has a big impact on you know, what businesses are having to pay to store their data. It's estimated that 38% by about 2030, 38% of the data center energy bill will be down to data storage. So it has a huge impact on the cost. But then also from a business perspective, you know, being more optimal in what you do improves the floor space. Maybe you can reduce data center footprint. Maybe you can reduce the number of data centers. And then, of course, the knock-on effect for everybody else is it improves the planet's posture. You know, why power cool all of this data storage if we don't need to? That has a knock-on effect to everybody else, not just to the business itself. So a lot of advantages, I think, that we can see from putting in more efficient storage arrays at the very kind of bottom of what's driving, you know, the data hosting and consequently the energy generation to support that.
Thanks, Grant. That's all the questions I have for this podcast. But for more storage content, please go to computerweekly.com/storage.